And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and of course, and tonight we have a couple of things going on. This is going to be a jam-packed show, folks, so stick around. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have a special guest as well. Tonight we're going to be opening up Cabernet Sauvignon. And this is one that was recommended by a friend last week, as a matter of fact. And I said, why don't I give that a try this week? I actually had another wine in the wings here, waiting in the wing, so to speak. But he had a pretty good suggestion, so I thought, well, let's see if I can find it. And I did find it. And lo and behold, here it is. We're going to check it out tonight. I'm going to give it a fair and an honest review. Also, we have a couple of ciders on tap, also recommended by you, the viewers of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And I have a special guest coming out tonight. My son, Tommy, Tom Antio of CubeCommand.com is going to be here to taste the ciders because he is really into cider. And I like ciders too, but he's really into ciders and he's going to give these a tasting and see what he thinks. So we're both going to get together and taste these ciders right here live on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. So we'll see how they work. Also, I have some other items coming up. We're going to show the Wumbler, which is a video that Tom Antio did some time back. And I did remember, after the end of the show last week, I did finally remember what it was I was going to talk about, the thing that I was going to comment on last few weeks. I have it written down this time, the show notes, so I don't forget it. Not a big deal, really, but I thought I'd share it with you. And I wanted to get your opinion to see what you think. I really would like to know your thoughts on this. All right, so we're going to have some fun tonight. Of course, we've got the National Days to Toast, and we have a few of them and some pretty good ones, I think. So this is going to be a jam-packed show, so stick around. If you're joining us for the first time or for the 170th time, because this is the 170th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show, more or less. I do have my show notes, and they're right here. I was referring to them a moment ago, but I don't always follow them verbatim. We go off the rails quite a bit here because this show is not about me. It's somewhat about the wine, and tonight the cider. But the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back with our favorite libations, whatever they are. It could be wine, cider, beer, tequila, soda, whatever you want to drink, water even, it's fine. And your favorite snacks, your favorite libations. I have a few snacks here prepared for pairing with the wine tonight. So I'm going to be eating too. So don't be afraid to sit down, just snack and drink right along with me. You know, this show is about us and getting into the chats and having a great time. Just kicking back and relaxing on a Saturday night and just pretty much shooting the breeze, more or less. You direct a lot of what goes on in the show, so don't be afraid to jump in and talk about things and ask me questions, whatever you want to do. Now, let's keep it clean. Of course, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together, as wine does. It brings people together. We've got enough discord going along in this world, all over the world. We don't need to add to it. Let's try to sort of buffer a little bit and try to ease that somewhat. So this show is for everybody. It's all-inclusive. It's for everybody, no matter who you are, where you come from. This show is for us, just to get together and just have a good time on a Saturday night and enjoying each other's company, you know? So that's what this show is about. And we have some folks in the chat. I'm going to get right to them in just a moment, but I do want to mention a couple of things. We can talk about who's in the chat now. X86 BSD is in the chat right now on Twitch, And he says, looking forward to tonight, and so am I. And CM Cinder's in the chat. It's great to see you both here in the chat. X86 says, awesome cider is making a cameo appearance tonight. Well, not so much cameo, because I believe you were one of the ones who recommended one of these ciders in the past. So I think you'll be interested in seeing what Tom Antio thinks of it. And Ed, my good friend Ed, is in the chat tonight. Ed says, this time I'm aboard at the start, and I'm glad you're here, Ed. It's great to see you here, and I appreciate you being here. And I believe my lovely wife, she may show up a little bit later, and she's busy. She's taking the night off somewhat and having some a get together with family tonight. So we'll see if she shows up a little bit later. I hope so. And let's see what else is going on. Kind of quiet on Odyssey and on. Let's see what's going on YouTube. YouTube kind of quiet on YouTube, but we do get folks in there from time to time. We do get folks watching. So just join in, jump in the chats and say hi. Now, if you want to get in on the chats, this is how to do it. Pretty easy to do for the most part. Saturday Night Wine Stream. You can catch us on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. You just type in, do a search for Drink with Rick, and you'll see it pop up. That's the YouTube channel. And Twitch. We're on Twitch. Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1, Drink with Rick and the number one. We're also on Twitter. Twitter is @drinkwithrick, and on Odyssey. Odyssey, you can also do a search for Drink with Rick. Tonight's episode is called Sebastiani-Cabernet-Sauvignon, and I think there's a #7 in there in the URL. I'm not sure why, but that's where it is. Probably because this is the seventh mention of Sebastian or Sebastiani in there. I noticed there were a couple of mentions of a Sebastian somewhere. But this is where you can catch them all, all these venues. Also, if you can't watch now or you can't watch later, you can get the podcast. The podcast, you can download the podcast. It's free. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and also because on Amazon and a couple other places, you can listen to it on your Amazon Echo. You just say the wake word. I'm not going to say her name. But just say play Drink with Rick podcast, or the latest episode of the Drink with Rick podcast, and you should be able to do it. Also by email, if you go to the website at drinkwithrick.com, click on the little blue button that says by email, put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call us just for getting the podcast. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time if you want, but please don't. You'll miss the next episode if you do. So you can catch it on all of those venues. And, of course, on the website is drinkwithrick.com. You can watch live right now at drinkwithrick.com for tonight's episode. Just click on Saturday Night Wine Stream, and you'll see it there. Now, we don't have a live chat going there, but if you want to, you can leave a comment in the comment box by clicking on that post for that episode. You'll get a comment box down there, and just type in your comments. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away because I can't see the comments in real time, but I will respond, and I'll read them on the show in the next episode. So that's all the ways that you can. You know, you can also contact me at rick@savoyamedia.com. Looks like my merch's up, and I haven't even started drinking yet. How about that? Isn't that how it works? Let me check around on Twitch, see what else is going on, and YouTube. All right, we're live everywhere. It looks like everything's going live, live on Odyssey and on Facebook. It's good. And I'm glad to see you here, Ed. I'm glad to see everyone here, and X86 and CM Cinder and everyone who is watching. Okay, let me show you what we have tonight. This is what we got to get going on the show, because I know Tom Antio is going. He just has a little window to be in here with us tonight, so we've got to get rolling on the festivities. So let's start now. Tonight, this is what we have. This is a Sebastiani. This is a 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a North Coast Cabernet, and this is from Sonoma County, California. Also, to pair it with, let me show you what we have to pair it with. It's a pretty simple setup. My lovely wife, Chi, is visiting family tonight, so she took the night off, so she can't be here on the show, but she may check in a little bit later. We'll see. I know she's been very busy with family-related stuff. Anyway, this is what we have. Yeah, I prepared this myself. It doesn't look nearly as nice, nowhere close as being a nice presentation as Chi does it. I'm not known for my food presentation. Anyway, we have a little pizza there, and we should go pretty good with the wine. And we have a couple of cheeses. We have a cheddar, a white cheddar, and then we have the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda. And oh, what is this in the corner? Oh, what is this? Green garlic stuffed olives. Okay, now I know some people do not like green olives, and they certainly don't like green olive stuffed with garlic. I understand that, and I'll try not to for those of you who don't, I'll try to go easy on this. I happen to love them. It is a weakness of mine, green olive stuffed with garlic. The rest of my family goes, ew, but I happen to like them, and they go great with a lot of red wines. They do. They go great with a lot of wines. I often have it with a Pinot, sometimes with a Merlot, sometimes with a Cab or a Bordeaux. They do go pretty well with those, and in my humble opinion. So I know some folks don't like it, but it is something that I like to indulge in. Anyway, so that's what we've got going on tonight. So let's go ahead and get to the wine. All right, once again, this is the front of the wine. Sebastiani, it says 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, North Coast, a Sonoma tradition since 1904. Here's the back of the wine. I'm going to read the back of it. Sebastiani, since 1904, Cabernet Sauvignon, North Coast, Sebastiani Vineyards and Winery has been committed to producing great wines in Sonoma County since 1904. Our North Coast Cabernet Sauvignon is sourced from the most ideal growing sites throughout the Appalachian. This wine is rich and complex with vibrant aromas of blackberry and spices, along with flavors of red fruit and vanilla. Enjoy Sebastiani wine for any occasion. It is vented and bottled by Sebastiani Vineyards and Winery in Geyser, and it's distributed in Geyserville and Healdsburg, California. It's distributed by FoleyFoodAndWineSociety.com, Sebastiani.com. I'm reading everything on here. I'm not going to read the government warning. No, but it is a 750-milliliter bottle. And you know what? I don't see. Oh, yes, I do. It's in the corner on the front. On the front, on the side. I can't really zoom up on it, but it says alcohol 14.5% by volume. So that is that's a lot of alcohol for this wine. We'll see how that goes. Now, this particular bottle of wine was recommended to me by my good friend, Everett, an old friend of mine who I used to work with at WOFL, Fox 35 in Orlando. And he actually, after the show last weekend, he popped in a comment and he said, "This is what we're drinking." And he showed a picture of his Sebastiani 2019 Cab, and he said, "You should try this." He recommended that I try it, and I said, "Well, I will see if I can find a bottle and review it for the stream next week." Now, I did have another wine that I was going to try, but I said, "Why don't I just go ahead and do this?" And I went down to It was Total Wine. Boy, I'm getting my wine stores mixed up. As I do sometimes. Okay, apologize for that. It was Total Wine. That is where I found it. It's also available in a number of supermarkets. I think that Everett told me that they found it, and Everett's in Florida. They found it in Publix, in their local Publix. in Florida, and we have a Publix down the road, but it was a little bit farther than the I almost did it again, the Total Wine. So I said, well, let me see if I can find it there first. And I happened to do that. It was there. They had it. So very good. They had a few bottles. Let's go ahead and open this, as a matter of fact, while I'm talking. Less talking and more opening and drinking. I don't know why this isn't. This foil is not. I think this foil cutter needs to be sharpened or something here. Set that aside. All right. Let's see. I've got my mechanical corkscrew here. Just reach over and grab it. And we're going to pop it open with the mechanical corkscrew. And it comes right out. Very nice. And it has a, it says Sebastiani on the cork there on the side. I'll get that out later. Let's set that aside. And then we're going to put in the aerator, and hopefully there's, well, it's pretty full bottle, so I don't know if you can see it here, but there is going to be some displacement. Not too much. Not as much as last week. Last week, there was a lot of displacement because it was a really full bottle, and it just started to gush out a little bit. But tonight, it fits right in just fine. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty and genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. And this is imported from Ireland. We're going to pour a little bit in here. Just a little bit for starters and see how it pours. All right, set that aside for a minute. And we're going to give a little bit of a swirl. Looks fairly, I was under the impression that it was going to be kind of a medium-bodied wine, but it looks it looks more full-bodied to me. Medium to full-bodied, and it's not super dark, but it's a dark complexion, not unlike a lot of calves. Of course, I'm going to set this aside. We're going to set it on top of my genuine Drink with Rick coaster, which, by the way, you can get a pair for free, and I'll tell you how to do that later on in the show. We've got that set aside, and we're going to let it open up a little bit, breathe, get a little air there. And while it's doing it, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. So I checked around to find out more information. And well, once again, I found it at Total Wine. There's a lot of different pricing for it. I found on winesearcher.com. So the prices are, they vary quite a bit. I did go to the Sebastiani Winery, the website. I didn't go to the winery, I went to the website. And read a little bit about it. And apparently this winery is over 100 years old. And there was a gentleman by the name of Bill Foley who purchased it in 2008. So this is a winery that has been around for a long, long time. They know their wines, very adept, very knowledgeable about their wines. They've been doing this for a long, long time. So we've got that going for us here for the wine. All right, they know how to make wines. And as it said on the back label, that supposedly there's some, what did it say here? Let me go back to the label here for a second. And it said something about blackberry and red fruit and vanilla. Well, this sounds interesting. Let's see if we get any of that out of the wine. I checked around. It looks like it gets some pretty decent reviews. Everett seems to like it a lot. It gets 3.8 stars on Vivino out of 133 ratings. And this is for the 2019 vintage. So it looks promising. So we'll give it a taste in just a moment. Now, let me tell you what I paid for. Actually, let me check the chats here for just a minute. I don't like to go too long without checking the chats. All right. Good. Everybody's waiting to see what happens next, right? Sim Cinder says, everyone needs oxygen, even wine. Yes, definitely. Wine needs oxygen. So everybody needs oxygen. Everyone needs to breathe. And especially the wine. I mean, it's been bottled up for so long. I mean, it needs to breathe a little, right? Get some air. It's good for the wine. Not too much, but, you know, don't want to leave it out for 2 days or something. Although I've heard that some people that have left their wines out for open for a while, for a day or so, and then drink it, and they're okay. They live to tell the tale. All right, so we are going to check the prices here. WineSearcher.com, Lukens Wine and Spirits in Florida, $19.99 for a bottle, 750-milliliter bottle. Also $19.99, Sterling Fine Wines in New Jersey. Wine Anthology in New Jersey, $21.69. This is all excluding, it says here, excluding sales tax. So this is just the bottle of wine. This isn't with the sales tax. So it's going to be a little higher with the sales tax, especially in some of those areas. Wineworks in New Jersey, $21.98. Whoa, we're jumping up here a little bit. Buy Right in Jersey City, also in New Jersey. What is it with New Jersey and these prices? $25.99, excluding sales tax. The Wine Connection in San Diego, California is $325 a case, which comes out to $27.08 a bottle, excluding sales tax. I would have expected that from California. Although this is the origin, this is the originating state for the wine, the origin state. So interesting that it's that expensive there. Once again, it must be California. Canals Discount Liquor Mart, and also in New Jersey, is $27.99. So that's even higher than California. Okay, well, I'll tell you what I paid for it, because I have the receipt right here. Now, Everett, I think you said I don't remember if you're watching now or later. I think you said something, I don't recall exactly, $15, I think, or something like that. I'll tell you what I paid for it, because I have the receipt right here. I paid for the 750-milliliter bottle of Sebastiani Cabernet North Coast at 14.5% alcohol by volume. I paid $12.97. $12.97 a total wine here. And this was in Providence in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina. $12. Did I read that correctly? Yes, I did. $12.97. Not bad at all, huh? Not bad. All right, so Tom Antio is due here very shortly, so let's go ahead and get on with the tasting. I'm going to go ahead and taste a little bit of this. Let's get a little bit of a whiff first. It does have some legs to it, doesn't it? It does seem to have some legs. Yeah. Full-bodied, too. Let's give it a whiff. Yeah, blackberry, and a little bit of spice in there somewhere. And some cherry, too. And a little on the oaky side. Tom Antio is going to be with us at 10:40, so let's. I'm going to get ready. A little fruit forward. A lot of fruit in here. Blackberry, yes, blackberry, pretty much what they said on the label. Blackberry and some cherry. And it is a little leathery. And then I am tasting some vanilla in this wine. I am tasting vanilla. And maybe a hint of plum, too. Let me see. Little hint of plum, but it is kind of leathery and a little oaky. This is a fairly bold wine. Now, I have mixed feelings about bold wines. I like light wines. I like some that are bold. Not super bold, but I like the... This is okay. This is not super bold. It's okay. There's some tannin in this wine. Medium tannins. Maybe a little bit more than just medium tannins, but it's not super tannic. It's not overly tannic. It's a dry wine. It is, but there's a hint of sweetness to it and a fairly long finish. A nice finish, actually. And I'm getting a little more plum at the end. The plum actually really comes out more in the finish. So that's very interesting. Yeah. The plum kind of comes out quite a bit as it goes down the throat in the finish. Interestingly enough, 14.5% alcohol, I'm really not tasting a lot of alcohol, which is good because you really don't want the alcohol taste to overpower the taste of the wine. And we've had some wines on the show in the past that I didn't really care for as much because that high alcohol content tended to get in the way of the flavors of the wine itself. And, I didn't really like that too much. This seems to be fairly well balanced in that respect. So not bad. Not bad at all. I'm going to have a little bit more of this. And let's go right to... Let me check the chats real quick, just briefly. Just to make sure we're not missing anything here. Okay, Quiet on Odyssey. And Twitch. Ah, Vakesh is in the chat. Vakesh is in the chat on Twitch. And Vakesh says, hello. And hello right back at you. And X86 says, just watching the stream. What are you drinking tonight, Vakesh? And X86, you don't have to drink anything. You don't want to. It's okay. It's an option. But let me know what you're drinking or what you like to be drinking or what you like to see me drinking. And if I can find it and afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can find it and drink it too, just like Everett recommended. And as X86 and others have recommended in the past, I think, let's see, someone else on YouTube last week also, or a couple of weeks ago, recommended another cider. So we've got two ciders here tonight. And Ed, how are you doing tonight? I hope you're doing really, really well. Oh, by the way, Ed, did you get your coasters? I forgot to ask. You got your coasters? Okay. I shipped those out a couple of weeks ago, I think, and I hope you got those. And yeah, I've been shipping out a few coasters here, and I'll tell everyone else here how to get a pair of Drink with Rick coasters absolutely free. Well, absolutely free for the coasters, and there's a little postage involved that I'll explain that later. That's not good in there now. All right, let's go ahead and do the tasting real quick. And once again, we have on camera 3, I'm going to start off with the pizza, because I really didn't eat dinner tonight. So this pizza came from Brooklyn Pizza in Brooklyn Pizza, right? Yeah, in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're going to try this. It's a little cold now, and it's a little tougher because we had this pizza last night the night before last night? I don't remember now. And it's leftovers, of course. So I microwaved it. You know, if you kind of over microwave a leftover pizza. All right, I think you know what I mean. Okay. Pizza's good, though. It's still good. Oh, wow. Goes really nice with the pizza. I like that. Now, this kind of pizza here, I'll show it to you again. This kind of pizza is extra cheese and beef on the pizza. And it's really, really good. So I like this very much. Okay, let's go back. Let me clear the palate just a minute. I'm trying to keep it simple tonight. go back and to camera three, and let's try it with the cheddar. I don't expect any issues with the cheddar. Let's see how this works. With the wine. I like this cheese, by the way. Oh, wow. Adds a little, the leathery, oaky taste adds, makes it, the cheese a little bit smoky. And interesting, it's actually pretty decent. I like that. I'm going to clear the palate one more time. And let's go back to camera three. Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Never had a miss on these. And it saved the wine a few times. So we're gonna try it with that. Good cheese, by the way. Once again, a winner. The creaminess of the Gouda mixes pretty well with the cab. Not unexpected at all. I like that. Very nice. I think it fares pretty well. I think this would go really well with steak. I think it would go pretty well with a burger, as a matter of fact. I think it would go very well with a number of different foods. So definitely the pasta, it seems to be working well with the, I'm pretty sure with the pizza and the cheeses, the fact that it goes well with that, I think it would probably go pretty well with the pasta as well. There is one more thing I'd like to check it with just real quick, and we'll bring on Tom Antio. Clear the palate one more time. We're going to go back to camera three. We're going to try it with one of these garlic olives. Now, this is interesting. My son does not like these things. Nobody seems to like them except me in this house. So, all right. I love them. They're great. Oh, yeah. I could drink this wine with those green olives all night. I like that mix. You got the tartness and the slight sourness, the tartness of the green olives and the garlic, the spice of the garlic mixed in with this cab. I like it. Don't knock it till you've tried it. I know some people don't like it, but don't knock it till you've tried it, really, honestly. It's not as bad as you think. Okay, I'm pretty sure there's some folks going, oh, man. I hope everybody's still staying with me. Okay, X86 says, primarily I drink iced organic white tea that I brew fresh, but occasionally a hard cider or a good Hefeweizen. KC Beer Company makes a good one. For wine, I really like almost anything from a small organic winery in California called Montero. I think I've heard of that. They make really good wines. I'm partial to their Vogna and Chardonnay in second place. Excuse me, I can't talk very much right now. The garlic and the wine. It's good, though. CM Sanders says, never had a miss, huh? Oh, it says, never had a miss, huh? Probably also because you really like Gouda, huh? Yeah, I do. I really like a good Gouda. It's really, really Gouda. I was late on the rim shot. Okay. Really late on that. It was an afterthought for the rim shot. Okay. So that does it for the tasting and the pairing right now for the wine. Now, as promised, we're going to taste some ciders as well. Include the palate. And to assist me on this is our resident cider expert. He is, too. So we're going to bring him on in just a moment. Let me show you what we've got. We're waiting for him to get situated here. Let me show you what we have for ciders. This is what we have. This is what we're trying out tonight. And these are ace ciders. One is a pineapple cider, and one is a guava. Very, very interesting. So we're looking forward to trying these out. Ace pineapple craft cider and ace guava craft cider. These should be really fun to try. And with me to try them out tonight is my son, Tom Antio. Tommy, known as Tom Antio.
Some call me Tommy.
How are you doing tonight, Tommy?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little empty on alcohol right now. I think I've been needing some. I had a muffin earlier.
So you ready to try some ciders tonight?
Yeah,
we have a couple to try. So you just grab the first one there, and there's some glasses up there as well.
What's a guava taste like? I don't think I've ever had a guava before.
Well, you're about to have some now.
I guess I'll have the guava. You can have the pineapple.
And I believe these are gluten-free, too. So you've got two glasses there.
Better.
And go ahead and grab those. And let's see. Before we get started, let's go into the chat. You can say hi to everybody in the chat. Ed's
hi,
in
chat.
The chat.
Hi, chat.
And let's see. Sim Cinder says, hi, Tommy.
Hi, sister.
And we have X86 and Vakesh. We have folks watching. And we have, do we have anybody watching on Odyssey? And kind of quiet on YouTube at the moment. Oh, Cheat. Your mom's in the chat. My lovely wife, she is in the chat. She says, hello. The ladies in the hotels are watching. We are drinking punch.
Punch? What kind of punch?
She's watching on YouTube.
Is it fruit punch or is it party punch? What kind of punch is it?
Is the punch straight punch or is it spiked?
SpongeBob.
Sponge. I haven't had that much wine yet. We just opened the bottle and we haven't even started on the cider yet. Well, I'll tell you what. She says we're drinking punch. I'll bet you are. Anyway, just to introduce Tommy, he's my son. He runs the Cube Command. He is the podcast host of the Cube Command podcast and the Cube Command website. Also, Tom Antio is known as Tom Antio. And he has his Twitch channel. twitch.tv/TomAntio, and you've got one for Cube Command as well, right?
Yeah, we don't really use the one for Cube Command. That's really for special occasions, but most of the stuff, all the podcasts, anything we do pertaining to Cube Command, that goes on Tom Antio, twitch.tv/TomAntio.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know why I made it one for Cube Command. We don't really use it. Probably should.
There's a shot with Tom on it.
My hair. I was trying to put a tie in my hair properly before the show, but I couldn't get it to stay. I think it was whatever shampoo I used.
You were also working at By Two Way Radios as well, right?
Yeah, which camera is supposed to lit this one, right?
Oh, you're on that one.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, I'm the social media manager, editor and photographer for By Two Way Radio. So I do like all the product shots you see, all the new ones anyway that have been coming up this year. That's me. I edit all the podcast clips, any videos, advertisements. I do voiceovers for those, manage the social media accounts. Yeah, I mean, that's my thing.
What's your official title? What, social media manager?
Yeah, social media manager is the official title, but we wear a lot of hats at that company. So it doesn't encompass everything I do. As you know.
All right. You ready to try some cider, Tommy? Let's see. We have these glasses. We're both going to try these. We're going to try one at a time. And once again, these are the ciders that we're tasting.
You ready?
You think? Find it here. Hold on a second. Now, this is the one you're opening first. Is which one?
I guess guava? We'll start with the... Yeah, I mean, let's start with something exciting. Let's start with the guava.
Okay. Let's start with the guava. And go ahead and open that up.
Let's see if it makes a good noise.
Let's do it close to the mic there. There you go.
I didn't want it to get all over the technology here. All this modern technology.
All this modern technology. Yeah. All right, we're going to try a little bit. All right, okay.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
I'll have a little bit more. Really? See how he poured this, everybody?
Well, I know you. I know you're. You got to stay off the alcohol.
Yeah. Right. All right. So we're going to give this a shot. Now, I really don't know. I looked on their website. Ace has a website here, and we're trying the guava, right?
Yeah.
It says fresh pink guava juice blended with our semi-dry apple cider. Fruit forward with semi-dry undertones. Enjoy this taste of Brazil. There's 5% alcohol by volume in this.
5%?
Yeah, unfiltered.
That's not much.
And they say it's very refreshing. I'm reading this from their website. The website is acecider.com. And I'm on their guava page.
We got to drink both of these to the full if we want to get the full effect of it.
Well, let's go for taste first rather than effect, okay? So, there we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I can smell the guava. I don't even know what guava tastes is, like, but I can smell it.
It tastes like guava to me.
I guess it's a
tastes
guava.
Like tastes guava. Like guava. Interesting.
It's like peaches. Like I know peaches? I know it's apple and guava because they seem to have apple juice in all their stuff, but this really tastes like peaches to me. That's mostly what I'm getting.
Very interesting. It's been a while since I had anything with guava in it, but it's a very, very interesting taste. Very interesting mix mixed with a little bit with the apple. I can taste a little hint of apple, but it's...
There's apple aftertaste. Definitely. Yeah. I drink a lot of apple ciders. That's definitely the aftertaste of apple. But I don't know what a guava... I guess a guava just tastes like an apple and a peach. That's... I mean...
Well,
I learned something today.
Let me take a look at the back of this thing. And it says... The tasting notes... See, this can have... You want some more?
Oh, yeah.
Here, you want a little more? Okay, you're going to have a little more.
It's pretty good, actually.
A little bit more. Why not? Actually, I like this. It's pretty decent.
I wasn't sure what to expect from guava.
Well, let's see. According to the tasting notes, Ace Guava Cider was inspired by a trip to Brazil where we enjoyed Brazil's national cocktail. I am not sure how to pronounce that. Caipirinha, blended with their local guava juice. The guava juice was so refreshing, we just knew we had to make a cider with it. Experience a taste of Brazil with Ace Guava, a blend of our semi-dry apple cider with Brazilian pink guava juice. Fresh guava aroma, citrusy mouthfeel, and a ridiculously smooth finish. You'll find it impossible to put this down. Cheers, or as they say in Brazil, Saudel.
Isn't that the
oh,
truth?
No, it's not pronounced that. They've got the pronunciation down here. Saugé.
Saugé,
I guess. And Saugé, I guess. This is by the House Brothers, second generation Ace cider makers since 1993.
Keeping the family tradition alive.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
I like it.
By the way, according to this, it is gluten-free, vegan, no sugar added. How about that? All the best. Yeah.
That's why I started drinking ciders so much is one, because I like fruity flavors and stuff. Two, I'm gluten free, so I can't do a lot of the beers and stuff with the wine and barley that they use to, ferment it and make it. So luckily cider is like the one that's usually like 100% or 99% always gluten free. Some beers you can get that are gluten free. But the majority of them aren't, though, and sometimes there's going to be some cross-contamination if they're made in the same facility. Some wines aren't gluten-free. A majority of them are, but I'm not really a wine guy. I'm more of a cider guy. So, I mean, finding out about, you know, the whole gluten-free cider thing was very much a saving grace for me when I found out I was gluten-free. Because I found out I was gluten-free, like, a few months after I turned 21. So I was like, well, I just started getting hooked on beer. Now what? And... Here we go, cider. And I got to say, there's a lot out there. There's a lot more than I thought. I didn't actually think cider was as big of a thing as beer is, but there's a lot of places with cider in it.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, for those who have celiac, this is an option for a lot of people who have celiac who can't otherwise drink any alcohol that's grain alcohol. This is not a bad option.
Oftentimes when you go to a restaurant and you tell them they're celiac and you want something to drink, they usually have at least like one or two ciders. Sometimes if you're going to like a local place, they'll have some from the I don't know, whatever breweries around. Usually they have at least one or two ciders. So they have the selection. And you can usually trust those. Again, 99% of the time. It's always good to check. I always try to check because you never know. There's so many brands out there. You never know how they're prepared. But I think these are pretty trustworthy. And I like this one. I never actually tried Ace before.
So you like it?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good?
Yeah, I like it.
So this is a winner. Let's check the chats here for just a moment. Pete's in the chat. Pete says, hey, Rick and Tommy. Survived surgery and getting back to normal activities.
Hi, Pete.
Like watching your wine show. Hi, Pete. It's good to see you. Here's to Pete.
I got to Pete.
Yeah, here's to Pete. As a matter of fact, let's give him a proper shout out here if I can do that. Let's see. Fireworks. Yeah, we got the fireworks here. Here's to Pete. Congratulations on surviving the surgery, and I hope you're doing well. Hope Denise is doing well. All right, let's check everyone else on Twitch also. And Iconics in the chat on Twitch.
Nick. That's my co-host on Cube Command.
Yeah.
Nick
is Tommy's co-host on Cube Command.
Yeah, he's still streaming. He streams every once in a while when he decides that he's not tired. But yeah, twitch.tv/itsiconic. You can see his name right there. Two eyes on the iconic with a K.
And he says, howdy. And kind of thirsty now.
Thirsty.
So it's making him thirsty, huh?
Drink some water. You need some.
Says, wine is fine. It's iconic. Says, wine is fine. Was the drink that good, Tommy? It disappeared on you.
What drink?
No drink. Apparently it did. It really did.
I could finish this if I didn't have to open up the other one. Because I want to keep a...
Yeah, you got to keep a cool head. We have another cider to go.
That's only 5%.
There are two of us drinking that, so...
I was talking with Nick a couple minutes ago, and probably going to talk with him again, and I'm going to be slurring my words and stuff.
Well, let's hope not. There's only 5% alcohol. It's not that bad. X86 says, yes, ciders are GF, gluten-free. Gluten-free. Says, X86 says, the founding fathers were huge cider drinkers. Most made their own. Ciders have been the drink of rebels for a century. That's...
The drink of rebels. I like that.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, cider goes way, way back. I mean, way, way back. And the founding fathers did. They were big cider drinkers.
That's why...
That's true.
That's why George Washington cut down the apple tree, right?
I don't know, but it wasn't an apple tree. It was a cherry tree.
We cut that apple tree afterwards just to make cider. We want to make some cherry cider.
All right, so we have one more. Let me see who else is in the chat while we're at it. Okay, and all right, so Chi says fruit. We're drinking punch fruit, and she says say hello to Pete for me. Pete, Chi says hello to you. And Pete says, thanks, Rick. All is well.
That's good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm really glad to hear that. So Chi says hi to Pete because everyone's on different chats here. All the chats are on the different platforms.
They should make a platform that consolidates all the chats.
But then everybody can't see everybody else. I mean, I could see them all, but they can't really see them all. All right. So we have another one to open, right? We have one more to try. And this would be let's go back to that picture there, that photo. This would be the pineapples, Ace Pineapple Craft Cider. So, all right, just to make this proper, let me have your glass. And I'm going to rinse the glass out a little. Because, you know, to be fair, we really need to have a clean glass. I only had two of these.
I was down there the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I was down here the whole time.
That's next to a computer.
Not that close to it. Here you go. There's yours. I should have just drank that, but I didn't.
Yeah, you're wasting all that good guava cider.
It's not that much. Well, we can go get some more. All right.
I'm going to starve.
Let me set this down below. All right. So we've got clean glasses. We'll try this out with. So go ahead and open the other one. Now, this is, well, before you open it, here, let me show everyone once again what we've got here. This is a Ace Pineapple Craft Cider, and I'm going to go ahead and read this one, actually, right here. 5% alcohol by volume, like the other one was, and it's 355-milliliter can, 12 fluid ounces. No sugar added. It said the tasting notes. I'm going to read the tasting notes here. Ace Pineapple, the world's original pineapple cider, was first made in 2013. So this hasn't been around that long. Its creation came out of the House family's annual trip to the Hawaiian Islands, where pineapple struck me as a great concept that would make a fantastic refreshment. It's a marriage of fermented apple and pineapple juices with a little sweetness and a pronounced pineapple nose. It has become the number one selling fruit cider in America. Aloha! And that's by Jeffrey House, founder. And it says here, gluten-free, vegan, and no sugar added. So go ahead and open that one up.
Let's get this some good sound.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's loud.
That was good.
A little ASMR for everyone.
Yeah, I know how much Nick loves ASMR, right, Nick?
And X86 says, yeah, the pineapple from Ace is my favorite. I hope you guys really like it.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Let's pour a little bit here, and we'll see what we've got here. All right.
Oh, I gave you too much. I got to even it up.
Wow. Here, cheers. You just smell it? Here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very strong. Very strong scent.
Very pineapple-y. All right, cheers. Salute, as they say.
What he said.
You know what? I like the pineapple more than the guava. The guava is good, but I really like...
this one's definitely better.
And I'm not... And you know, I eat some pineapples sometimes, but I'm not really big on pineapple. I'm big, just not on pineapple. This, though, is very, very good. I really like this for cider. What do you think?
It tastes like candy.
It tastes like candy?
And, you know, in fear of dropping a bombshell, I'm not really a pineapple guy. I think pineapple on pizza is a sin. But, you know, I do like this. I don't actually eat a lot of pineapple, but the sweetness of pineapple, it really comes out more so in here in the drink than if I was just eating it by itself. I know that sounds weird, but I think it's probably because it's mixed with apple. See, apple is really acidic, and so is pineapple. So I think those combined makes for a really strong flavor.
Yeah, well, X86 says, yeah, the pineapple from Ace is my favorite. I hope you guys really like it. Well, you know what? I think we really like it. It's very, very good.
And the guava is good, don't get me wrong, but this is a lot stronger in taste.
Wow. It's it's pretty nice.
Right, more.
I like that. You have some more? All right, Tommy's hooked.
I'm going to start getting Ace stuff now. This is pretty good.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Who else do we want to toast while we're here? I'll have a little bit more of this myself. We could toast a couple more people while we're here. Yeah.
Well, Nick got a new job. Let's toast that.
All right, Nick, you got a new job. It's iconic, got a new job. Just started last week.
Nicholas.
Here's to Nick. Congratulations.
Congratulations, buddy.
I'm good. Toasting is a lot of fun.
This isn't on pizza, too, so you can breathe.
Also, X86, thank you for the recommendations, by the way. Here's to you also.
Yes.
And I think there was someone else. Oh, It's iconic, says, woo, I cheer with my water jug. Drinking water. Is that what you're drinking?
Keep your skin clear.
All right. So, well, Chi, I hope the punch is good, the fruit punch, and you didn't spike it with anything, I take it. I hope the family is doing well. Yeah, I hope the family's doing very well. Anyway, they're all yours now, Tommy, to finish as you will.
Oh, you're too kind.
Well, if I can have just a little bit more of this.
You can have the rest of that, because we still have some guava left.
Yeah. I like that a little. I should have gotten a couple of these. I got a second one of the guava because thought you might like that. Yeah, it's downstairs. You can have that. These are not chilled, by the way.
Yeah, that's a thing.
And I thought to chill them, but then you know, we were going to be up here for 45 minutes before we even open it up. So I figured it would be warm by that time anyway. So
you had a drink with Rick branded wine cooler, a little one you can just kind of pick up.
A little wine cooler right thing. On maybe one of these days. I might be the only one who buys it, but who knows? Anyway, Tommy, thanks for being here to help me out. So you like them both. They're both winners?
Yeah, they're both winners. I think the pineapple one is definitely the most impactful. It's, I mean, the guava one, the guava one's really good, but the pineapple one just hits more. You know, definitely just even pouring out of the can, I could smell it a lot easier than I could the guava. And they both have that, you know, the apple to it, but this one doesn't have that kind of peachy taste that was in this one. But maybe, I mean, that's probably because it's guava, and I don't know what guava tastes like, but.
Then you do now. I do now. Because that's guava.
I know what guava and apple tastes like. I've yet to have an actual guava by itself, but maybe that day will come.
All right. Well, before you go, I know you have to run, but before you, well, you have to, I don't know if you have to run, but you have to go.
I drink a lot.
Because you told me you did, so. Actually, I'd be fine if you stayed through the rest of the show, but I don't want to over. I don't want to.
Yeah, I got to go drink the other one downstairs.
Yeah, you got to drink them all.
Come downstairs and there'll be a bunch of
not all
cans.
At once. You got to save some. But look, these are at Total Wine. Once again, we found these at Total Wine, but they're available in a number of places. I think I saw them at the local Harris Teeter. Well, I didn't see them there. I saw them advertised. I think at the local Harris Teeter, or the Publix, or somewhere. They're available all around, so it's not something that's super specialty, but they're really, really good. I think we want to buy some more of these at Total Wine the next time I'm down there. I really like, especially the pineapple. I really do like the pineapple. They have some other flavors, too. I didn't really pick any of those out, but there are some other flavors. By the way, there is a watermelon down here, but it's not an Ace brand. It's a different brand that's down here.
You meant an alcohol.
No, it's not a watermelon, but it's a watermelon cider.
Yeah. Green thing.
We might open that another time. But anyway, before you go, I want you to give a plug for your website. That's not your website. That's my website.
It's mine now.
Let's see. There we go. There's your website.
Oh, boy. June 18th. Yikes.
Let's give a little plug for your website.
Yes, this is Cube Command. This is the central hub for all our content. We do podcasts, YouTube videos, streams sometimes when we feel like it, of stuff in the like, gaming industry, movies, any sci-fi pop culture stuff. The podcast was on hiatus for a little bit because I was graduating from college. Now we have another episode recorded. We've been kind of a limbo because all of us have been kind of getting our lives situated with work and whatnot. But we have a new setup. We have a new format. So we're going to start the podcast again soon. And we actually were, I put on the social medias for Cube Command that we were actually going to continue the YouTube channel very momentarily, but we had two recording sessions and both of them ended up with corrupt footage or audio. Something happened, so that set us back, but we're headed back on there. So Cube Command, that's Cube Command anywhere. That's Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Probably go on YouTube first because that's where most of the stuff is dropped.
You can subscribe to any of these venues right here.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're approaching episode 100. I know I said that. I think I said that last time I was on here. It never happened, but We're headed there. We're headed there. I'm out of college now, so we can actually go ahead and go gung-ho with Keep Command.
So you were on a hiatus because you were attending college.
Yeah, I was up north in Boone getting my bachelor's at App State, and that is done and over with. Mm-hmm. So now I can focus a lot of my attention to Keep Command. I mean, I did get hired by By2Way Radios too, so a lot of the stuff I'm doing with By2Way Radio is the same stuff for Cube Command, which is kind of nice. You know, it's nice being able to use my degree right out of college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It just kind of slid right in there. You were already fairly well experienced with a lot of it.
That's an opportunity many college students don't get.
And once again, x86 says cheers. Cheers. Cheers right back at you.
Cheers.
Well, thank you for the recommendations, by the way. Also, anyone in the chat, you know, and also as Everett recommended, my good friend Everett recommended the Sebastiani wine. We take requests for wine reviews and beer reviews and any other kind of reviews that we can review. So like feel free to drop them in if you have a favorite. Yeah, dog food. Yeah, we've done the dog food thing.
Yeah, we reviewed dog food. We shoveled that in our mouths. And
yeah, I've shown that before. We might show it again.
Tasted pretty good, I got
to
say.
You know, as a matter of fact, I have something else to show. And once again, it's Tommy Etio from QCommand.com. I want to say thanks, Tommy, for joining us tonight.
Thanks for the cider. This is
for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
And as you leave, I've got a short video to show, as a matter of fact, and this is from something that you did, a short commercial one of these parody commercials that you did called The Wumbler. We've shown it on the show before, but I'm going to show it again because it's been a while.
I can provide a little bit of backstory if you want. So when I was in college, I was in the TV class, and what we do is we produce the entire semester. We produce 13 episodes for a television show that airs on local Boone television and is posted on the YouTube channel later. So it was what we did for ours was SNL kind of comedy sketch show, and one of the segments we had on there was a recurring segment called The Wumbler, where I played a salesman who doesn't know what he's selling. So. We had a lot of fun with those. That was a one we did last minute because that episode, we had a segment that was planned and it didn't actually come to fruition. It was the last day before the episode was going to air. We had to finish shooting it. So we had a backup plan episode. That one didn't go through. So then I was like, okay, it's like 12 o'clock at night. I want to go to bed and we have to air this thing tomorrow. I'm going to go into the room and shoot a short commercial like on the fly. This is all improv and this is what we came up with. This episode, right, or this little short right here that he's about to play.
And we're gonna play it right now. Anyway, Tom Antio, thanks for being here with me tonight and reviewing these. So these are great. Now we're gonna buy some more.
I'm gonna take this with me if you don't mind.
Yeah, take them both with you. It's fine.
That one's empty.
Is it? Oh wow, it sure is, isn't it? Tells you we liked this x86. We that was a very good recommendation.
Oh, and guess
what? x86. I tell you what, I'll do.
This one's empty too. There you go.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do. Because of your recommendation, because it was such a great recommendation, I'm going to send you a couple of Drink with Rick coasters. For everyone else there, I'll tell you how you can get a couple free, but I'm going to send you a couple of Drink with Rick coasters and show our appreciation for that. And just all you need to do is just message me or Drink with Rick. Oh, that's wrong. Go to RickandSavoyMedia.com and just email me a shipping address where I can ship it to you, and I'll get those out to you. Really, really appreciate it. And he says, great, I'm glad. We're glad, too.
This is very good.
I really like this, as a matter of fact. Great suggestion. All right, Tom Antio, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll go ahead and show his little spoof commercial called The Wumbler.
The Wumbler.
Behold!
The Wumbler?
The Wumbler! This innovative new product is capable of very... So I have, just shake it. Cheese. Let's flip it over. Mustard and cheese. Wumble there.
Off pepperoni. Script. You're off script.
I'm off script? Great. Script sucked anyway. This thing has a hair on it. It makes the unedible edible. I quit.
Bye, Wumble.
Bye, Wumble.
All right. We're back. So, this is what we're drinking tonight. The wine, that is. We're drinking the Sebastiani 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a North Coast wine from Sonoma, California. And I'm really liking the wine so far, as I really think it's a nice wine and a good recommendation for the show. Thank you very much, Everett, for recommending this wine. I like it. We're going to have some more, as a matter of fact. Switching back from the, yes, I can do that. I'm that versatile. I can switch back and forth from wine to the cider, back to the wine, right? Well, we've got some more wine. CM Center says, love that video. Yeah, I like the video too. It's really cool. Now, that was the Wumbler. So, where were we? Let me check the chats one more time. Kind of quiet everywhere else. I know, if it seems like it's a little awkward sometimes, you know, the segues are not 100% smooth, it's because I'm doing all my own producing here. You know, I do everything, switching and producing everything. So I'm not perfect. I do the best I can, but it's not perfect. All right. What we have next on the agenda? Anyone else has, provided no one else has anything to bring up tonight, we're gonna toast the National Days. Let's do that. We've got some time to do the National Days, so let me cue the wave here, and let's all get together with whatever we're drinking. Iconic, it's Iconic. Hope you're still there. And let's see if we can toast some National Days. I need more wine in here. That's what I need. All right, the National Days. Today is August 20th, 2022, for 45 more minutes. So we better get to toasting, huh? August 20th, it's National Accessible Air Travel Day. Accessible Air Travel Day. I don't know. I didn't do any research on that one. But I will drink to that. My wife has been doing some air traveling this weekend. And she shall be returning home to us shortly. And I hope she's going to have a safe trip back. Here's the National Accessible Air Travel Day. And we'll drink to that. It's also National Chocolate Pecan Day. Pecan Pie Day. Excuse me, I didn't read it all. National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. That's not my thing, but if you like chocolate pecan pie, I've never had one. I've had pecan pie before. Not my favorite pie. I've had others that I like better, but I don't hate pecan pie. It's just not my favorite pie. But if you want to toast National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day, go right ahead. It's okay with me. Okay? That's fine. By the way, these national days are coming to us courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com, nationaldaycalendar.com. That's Marlo Anderson's website. He's the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. And you can follow along with him at nationaldaycalendar.com. He has a podcast going as well. And he does some videos. So, yeah, it's all good stuff. NationalDayCalendar.com. To continue on with the National Days, this is a big one. And I probably should have done this while Tom Antio was still here. But you know what today is for another 43 minutes? National Radio Day. Yes, today is National Radio Day. Now, for those who are of later generations, you would think that radio has been with us for, well, a long, long time. Well, it has, but not that long, really, in the big scheme of things, as far as human history is concerned. National Radio Day. Let me explain this. And this is coming from nationaldaycounter.com. On August 20th, National Radio Day recognizes the great invention of the radio. Celebrate the news, information, music, and stories carried across the airwaves. National Radio Day. Now, according to nationaldaycounter.com, and they're not wrong on this, several inventors participated in the invention of the radio in the late 1800s. So radio has been around since the late 1800s. Amazingly, not just one person can be credited with its beginning. I don't think that's too amazing, actually. Instead, each component developed through invention and discovery. As these technologies converged, the radio came to life. All right, so, having been in broadcasting for a number of years, not radio, but mostly television broadcasting, but also being a ham radio operator, as well as Tom Antio, my son Tom, we are both general class ham radio operators, and our family does hold a GMRS radio license as well. And having worked with radios, of course, we work, Tommy and I both work for by2wayradios.com. We sell radios, of course. Having been involved with radio for a long time, I do know a few things about the history of radio. And it kind of started, it did start about the late 1800s. And it was several people were involved with it in various stages of it. There was a gentleman by the name of Heinrich Hertz in Germany. And he did a lot of research on electricity and how it could be transmitted wirelessly. This is the gentleman who, if you ever heard of Hertz or megahertz or kilohertz or gigahertz, this is the gentleman that that Hertz was named after, Heinrich Hertz. That's where the term hertz or gigahertz or kilohertz or megahertz came from. It came, and that was Heinrich Hertz. It was named after Heinrich Hertz. This is something that you learn when we are studying for our technician class license, I should say, for ham radio. They teach a lot of this sort of thing. So he proved that electricity could be transmitted wirelessly. Now, you've probably heard this in more recent news items and some tech-related articles how, let's try to transmit electricity wirelessly, and power our phones wirelessly and charge our phones wirelessly. This is not new technology. This is a very, very old technology in terms of how long we've known about this, since the 1800s. He's the man who kind of experimented with that. Now, he wasn't the only one. If you're familiar with the name Tesla, and I'm not talking about Tesla the car. The car was named after a gentleman named Tesla. Elon Musk named his car after Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla did a lot of experimentation with electricity, and he was actually responsible for, he did a lot of things with AC and DC electricity, mostly AC, and he did a lot of experimenting with this. Did a lot of development, made some discoveries with it, but Nikola Tesla, he did a lot of his experimentation with electricity and radio waves. He did advance the science somewhat, and that was Nikola Tesla. Now, when it comes to the commercially available wireless radio that came out of that over time, but radio didn't start off as a commercial enterprise. It far from it. In the early days, when they were first experimenting with radio and discovering the fact that you could transmit electricity and later on voice wirelessly. The early days, that the radio was called the wireless telegraph, like the telegraph system, but instead of a wired telegraph system, it was a wireless telegraph. And it wasn't used for commercial broadcasts for a while. It was used more for public and utilitarian purposes. Wireless communications were used in the military very early on, and then also for emergency communications. Now, probably one that might come to mind is the Titanic. You know, in 1912, when the Titanic hit the iceberg and sank, the Titanic broadcast a distress signal through Morse code and all that wirelessly, because ships on the water and the wires, and that they're broadcasting an SOS signal. And a couple of things happened there. Well, of course, the Titanic sank. You know, we all know that part. But one thing that you might not be aware of is that it was because of that where the Titanic was actually sending signals in a couple of ways. But one of them was through SOS, the SOS signal. It was because of that the United States adopted SOS as being the universal distress signal. That's how it became the universal distress signal, because of when the Titanic transmitted it originally. That's my understanding anyway. The first U.S. commercial radio station went on the air on November 2nd, 1920. And the first station was KDKA, did the first commercial broadcast. And it was November 2nd because it was on Election Day. And the idea was they were going to broadcast the election results in more of a real-time fashion, like we're accustomed to today, rather than having everybody hear about it in the newspapers the next day or, you know, that sort of thing. So they were doing some broadcasts, public broadcasts, and it was a commercial broadcast and this was on KDKA on November 2nd, 1920. So that's the first known U.S. commercial broadcast. Interestingly enough, here's some other trivia of our own here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. On November 2nd, 2020, on the 100th anniversary of commercial radio, my son Tom Antio, who was just here, went on the air for the first time in his first DJ gig on 90.5 WASU-FM in Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. So exactly 100 years after the first commercial broadcast, my son went on the air for the first time. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, here's to Tom Antio, by the way. I'm going to switch that over to the fireworks. There you go. Congratulations, Tom Antio, for making some history of our own. All right, back to the waves. So that is what Radio Day, National Radio Day, is all about. So I will drink to that, National Radio Day. And August 20th is World Honeybee Day. Third Saturday in August is World Honeybee Day. You know what? I love honey, and honey is so good for you. It really is. It's good for you. And you know that honey is made in such a way there's almost no water in it. And because of that, it cannot harbor bacteria. A bacteria cannot live in honey. As a matter of fact, honey has such antibacterial properties that eating honey is really good for your gut. and it's good for you in a lot of other ways. It can actually help fight off bacteria. So here's to national, well, it's World Honeybee Day, third Saturday in August. And we'll drink to that. Also, as an aside, the honeybee is responsible for keeping everything pollinated. So we can have guava and pineapple and all these other flavors and things that we enjoy for all the fruits, pears and peaches, apple cider. If it wasn't for the honeybee, the apple trees wouldn't get pollinated. We would not have a lot of our fruits and vegetables that we rely on to eat, to live, and to drink, of course. So national, here's World Honeybee Day. I will drink to that. To the bees. Let me check the chats one more time, because it's been a few minutes. I went on a little bit of a rant. Ed says, yes, I got the great coasters, but only a couple days ago. Oh, okay. So it was only a couple of days? Wow, it took a little while to get them to you. Sorry. Tom Antio says, oh, he's in the chat now. he says, good night, all. And good night, Tom Antio. And X86 says, it's hard work. I enjoy the stream. It's very enjoyable. You're doing a great job. Well, thank you, X86. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it is work. There's a lot of preparation, like for this show here. I did quite a bit of show prep for this and did a lot of coordination for it. Yeah, it's hard. I don't just turn everything on and sit down in front of the camera and start and go. You know, there's a lot of show prep involved. This is true. Okay, so let's do a couple more national days. How about August 21st? It's going to be August 21st in half an hour. So let's go ahead and do those. August 21st, 2022, National Brazilian Blowout Day. Okay, I got to explain this one just briefly. What I know of National Brazilian Blowout Day, it's basically a hairstyle. Brazilian blowout is kind of a hairstyle. I don't know that much about it. Obviously, I don't know that much about it. I cannot do a Brazilian blowout. I just can't. I think that's probably more for the ladies. But the National Brazilian Blowout Day. I'll drink to that. If only I could. And August 21st is also National Senior Citizens Day. Here's the National Senior Citizens Day. I'm pretty much almost there myself. I saw something on a T-shirt earlier today, something about, I don't even remember what I was in. National Senior Citizens Day. Yeah, I kind of feel like one right now, actually. And it's also National Spumoni Day. Okay, anyone who's Italian, like me, do you know what Spumoni is? I'm not going to explain it, but it's great. Love Spumoni. It's been a while since I've had some. I think the last time I had Spumoni was at a restaurant. It's an Italian restaurant. Where was it? Buca di Beppo, I think, is what I think the last time I had it, I think. Anyway, here's your National Spumoni Day. I will drink to that. All right. And with that, that will do it for the national days. Once again, this is what we're drinking, the Sebastiani 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon North Coast. I'm liking this wine. It's actually pretty good, and it's a good recommendation from, and I'm not just saying that, I really do like this wine. It's. I'll have a final review very, very shortly. It's getting late. We're going to have to shut it down pretty soon, but I'm really liking this wine. Very, very good wine. Very good. All right, I think that was, I didn't want to forget this. I did have it on my list. Okay. What I was, a few weeks ago, I said something about liking and subscribing on YouTube. And I explained that I had a few comments about that. And I had a discussion with my boss at work about that sort of thing, which I thought was interesting. I wanted to share it with you because I wanted to ask you your opinion about this. Kind of not really a poll, but I just wanted to get some feedback from everyone about this sort of thing. Because I think it's, I'm just wondering if it's just me or if it's something that everybody has a tendency to do as far as liking and subscribing. Let me explain this. You know, on the show, at the very beginning of the show, I often say, oh, here's where you can subscribe to the show and that sort of thing. But I don't really push the likes and subscribes on things like YouTube or Odyssey or whatever. I don't really do that too much. I mean, if you want to, and this is what I've said many times in the past, if you're going to like it, you're going to like it. If you're not, you know, it's okay. I mean, I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to just be with you, to be part of the show. We're doing a show together. We're just having a good time on Saturday night. There's no pressure for any of that sort of thing. At the moment, I'm not really monetizing the show. Would I like to someday? Sure, why not? Because it'd help pay the bill. Not to get rich by any means, but it would just help to keep the lights on and pay the bills for the show and pay for the prices that I give out on the show. I'm definitely running deep in the red on that. But I'm not here to beg for, you know, and we do, yeah, there's a buy me a coffee on the website. You can buy me coffee or two or three or five if you want. And the proceeds go for paying for or helping to pay for the prizes we give away. There's no pressure in any of that. And I don't get on the show to beg for money. That's not what I'm here for. I'm doing this. This is a labor of love. This is something I'm doing for fun. I've got my day job. You know, this is something I'm doing for fun. Completely separate from any of that. When it comes to likes and subscribes, there's no pressure there either. And yeah, I know the subscribers on YouTube's not. I'm not considered a big YouTuber at all. Just a little YouTuber. Twitch is a different thing. I do have a little bit of a tribe on Twitch, and you know, and that's great. But if you noticed, I don't have an affiliate program going on Twitch because I can't. It's not because I don't want to. It's because I can't. Because Twitch requires, I qualified for the affiliate program not long after I started here, as a matter of fact, on Twitch, I mean. But I couldn't do it because their terms of service required me to stream only on Twitch for the first 24 hours. And I can't do that because it's a multi-stream. I multi-stream to right now 5 different platforms. A third of my audience is on Facebook. A third is on Twitch, and the rest of them are scattered between, you know, the other 3 platforms. I'm not going to cut them all out just to make Twitch happy. And just to make a few dollars here and there off of Twitch subscriptions, which would be nice, but it's just not. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because I want to connect with you, and I want to have fun. This is fun for me. I enjoy this. If I didn't, I wouldn't be doing it this long. I've been doing this for, this is our 4th season here doing this, and I wouldn't have been, and this is the most expensive thing I've ever done for a stream or a podcast. If I didn't enjoy what I was doing, I would have quit in the first year. But I really like this, and it's so hard for me to turn off, to stop recording at the end of the night just because I'm having a great time. And I hope you're having as great a time with me as I am with you. I mean that. Having said that, that's why I don't beg for likes and subscribes on YouTube or Odyssey or any of those places. If you're going to like it, you're going to like it. You'll click the like button. If you're going to subscribe, you're going to subscribe. It's okay, but it's not that big of a deal for me. As long as you're here. Look, if you're in the chat and you're here and we're talking together, we're having a good time, that's what I care about. Okay? That's what I care about. So, So I had this conversation with my boss a few weeks ago about subscribes and likes, because we were trying to figure out, now, buy2wayradios.com, we have a YouTube channel, and we have a lot of subscribers on our YouTube channel, okay? Got a lot. You can go there, and there's like 12,500 or more subscribers, okay? And for a company that sells two-way radios, that's a lot. And we get more every day, and we get likes. We get a lot of likes on our videos, and since Tom's been doing a lot of our videos, we get a lot of likes, and we get a lot of comments, and a very active channel. It's a very active channel. And we were having this discussion the other day about how neither of us kind of. We see the subscriptions coming in. We see people subscribing to the channel and liking the channel. But for ourselves, when we're watching YouTube channels, we don't really do it that often. And for me, I mean, both my boss and I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I watch a lot of YouTube videos for various reasons, mostly because I'm learning things off YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube videos for a lot of tutorial stuff, and particularly with things like OBS, which I use for the stream here, and DaVinci Resolve, which I use for editing video, and things like that, and various other tutorial videos. So I watch a lot of them. Watch a lot of videos from certain people that review cameras and, you know, video cameras and things like that. Some podcasters as well. But I seldom click like or subscribe on those videos. Now, and there are a couple of reasons why that happens. A lot of the time that happens is because I'm often watching them passively or when I'm doing something else on the computer, but I'm not logged into YouTube. I have a YouTube account, but I'm not logged into it. So I'm just passively watching these videos. So I'd have to log in to like the video or subscribe to it to have it logged, right? And because I'm watching a lot of these YouTube videos, I'm not really prone to doing that. This is, by the way, the same is true of Odyssey as well. Both of them are video platforms. But my boss, and I thought, well, maybe I'm doing this all wrong, you know. And my boss says, no, he says, I do the same thing. Now, when I'm logged in to YouTube and there is a video that I really, really like, or that is something that I want to bookmark and to come back to, or say, you know, I really like this guy's channel, I want to watch some more of his videos, and so I'll subscribe to it every once in a while. But the rate that I subscribe to these things is probably, I'd say, about 5% of what I watch. About 5% of the videos I'll like it or subscribe to them when I'm logged in. Lots of times I'm watching the videos when I'm watching them on a Roku at night. I'm bedtime at night, I get on the Roku and I'm watching these videos. I'm not logged into YouTube on the Roku, so I'm not liking or subscribing to them anyway. But I'm just watching them, and a lot of them are very informative, and I like them. And if it's a channel that I really like, you know, I note whose channel it is, and I watch a few more videos. But it's not something that I'm trying to pursue, you know, like and subscribe. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this up, I'm going long on this. The reason I'm bringing this up is because this isn't really a rant, by the way. This is just an observation. And that's why I want to poll you and find out what you think about this. But when I'm watching these videos, even if I'm logged in, lots of times I'm not clicking like or subscribe or anything like that just because I'm going from one video to the next. And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I have found that it's pretty much the same thing is true with my videos, that I'll get a few likes, I'll get a few subscribers, pick them up here and there, but it's growing slowly. But this is one reason why I'm not worried about it. It's not that I don't completely care, but it's like I don't worry about that much because I know that most people that are probably watching are probably doing it the same way I am. So I'm not worried about that. I probably have a lot more viewers and a lot more listeners than I can see. From the likes and subscribe, probably. And I've been told this before because it's interesting how people, I'll come across people and say, I saw your show. When I had no idea they were watching because you never know who's really watching you or listening to you. You really don't. Because there are a number of venues that where you can't really tell, like on the Roku, I can't see everybody who on my stats or whatever who's watching me on a Roku or on a smart TV. I can't. It's a different platform. Having said that, this is why I'm bringing this up because there's something that really kind of bugs me about some of the YouTubers. And this has to do with the likes and subscribes directly. I will watch some of these videos where the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, oh, smash the like button, hit the bell, subscribe, smash the subscribe button, let's subscribe and smash the like button, all this kind of stuff. And it absolutely drives me nuts because some of these guys will spend, I'm spending some time talking about it here, I know. Maybe it is a rant. But a lot of these people, if you ever watch these YouTube videos where people get on and they all they want to do is spend the first 4 or 5 minutes of their video, if they're not pitching something, spend the first 4 or 5 minutes of the video telling you to smash the like button and hit the subscribe and get the subscriptions up and all this kind of stuff. They're really, really focused on telling you that. And they'll tell you that at the end of the video, too. Some of them tell you that at the beginning, the end, and sometimes in the middle of the video. And it gets very disruptive because I went to the video to learn something, that they had some information there, supposedly, if it's not a clickbaity title. Which a lot of them are, but a lot of them will hit you up for this in the beginning, in the middle, and the end, and sometimes all three places, and it's kind of disruptive because I have to stop and like scroll past that. That's what I've started doing. In the beginning, I sort of tolerated, but I've gotten into the habit lately of just kind of scrolling past that. And there have been a few videos that if they start off with the first 5 minutes telling me how much I should subscribe and to them and click the like button and all this kind of stuff, I just bail on the video because I don't have time for that. If I like that person, I'll hit the like button. If I want to subscribe, I'll hit subscribe. If I don't, that's my choice. I don't want the person to be begging for subscriptions the first 5 minutes of the video. The video might be 7 minutes long, and the first 4 minutes is talking about subscriptions and likes, and there's maybe 3 minutes of actual content. So it drives me nuts. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want your opinion on this. Do you do the same thing? Does that bug you too? Or is it just me? Am I just the lone gunman here on this? That was a reference to X-Files. Okay. So anyway, is this just me, or does it bother anybody else? I don't know, because it's done so much, and there are professional YouTubers out there, and YouTubers who are influencers, YouTube influencers who tell people, other YouTubers, how to set up their channels and how to get a lot of, how to get their channels growing and all that kind of stuff. And I've seen a few of them that sit there and say, yeah, you really got to pitch the likes and subscribes. No, you don't. Please don't. Please don't. And the ones who do that, I oftentimes, I watch part of one of their videos, and sometimes they've got some good advice, but when they get to that part and they start advising people to do that, I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. I can't watch this guy anymore. But is it just me? Does it happen to everybody else? I don't know. I know I'm going along on this, but that's... X86 says, did you know there is a rare variety of bee way up in the Himalayan mountains that create a psychedelic honey? I have heard of that. Psychoreactive honey. I have heard of that. You know what? As a matter of fact, there was a news article. I can't remember where I saw it. I think there were a couple of articles on the web the other day. There's a news story. I think it was on the local news or something, where there was a somebody at work told me about it. It was on the local news that there was a bear that was that somebody took a video of a bear that had gotten into some of that psychedelic honey. They've gotten a hold of some of that psychoreactive honey, as you were saying, X86, and he was drunk off the honey. And apparently he was sitting, I think he was sitting in somebody's vehicle or somebody's Jeep or something. And he was just like, just laid out like this. He's just totally out of it, just totally drunk or high off the honey. And somebody took a video of it, and they thought that was pretty interesting, pretty amusing. Drunk bear, drunk off the honey. That was the first time I'd ever heard about that. But yeah, that's a good... yeah, I have. Psychoreactive honey. I have heard of that. X86 also says, you're fighting for eyeballs in such an oversaturated field. Millions of people are broadcasters now. He's got that in broadcasters in quotation marks. That's really, really hard to get a foothold in a field like that. I understand the plight. I do. I agree with you. I understand that. But there's kind of a fine line you have to walk there, you know? X86 says, oh, yeah, the begging in the beginning of each video just becomes white noise if you watch regularly. Just tune it out, or I do. Yeah. Yeah, I sometimes I do. But then other times, it kind of depends on the mood I am. Sometimes it just drives me nuts. Ed, what do you think about this? I don't know if you watch a lot of YouTube videos, but Ed, what do you think? Do you think that it's that YouTubers tend to overdo that a lot? I'd like to hear what you think. Of course, you can send in your comments to me. Where did I go? Oh, yeah. Rick@CivilianMedia.com. Rick@CivilianMedia.com. I'd like to hear what you think, your comments on it. Of course, you can put them in the chat as well. I'll read them live in the chat. I'm just curious. I'm curious what you think about that. Anyway, so yeah, I went long on that. I went long on the show. We're going on 2 hours here. Wow, what a long night this is. It's been quite a show. All right, let me give you my final review of this wine, because I have it right here. Final review of the wine. It's in my show notes right here. Okay. Oh, also, you know, before I forget, I just want to let you know that, because I promised that I would, my daughter, Tia, CM Cinder, who's in the chat, tiasavoya.com, tiasavoya.art. She does art. She does commissions. And especially if you're a podcaster or a YouTuber or influencer, Instagram influencer, whatever, you need some artwork done. Any kind of artwork, really, she will do it for you. Go to tiasavoya.com or tiasavoya.art. Go to the form there, the commission's form, and put in a commission request, and she will do those for you. She does all the art for, she does a lot of the art for Tom Antio's channel. He does some of it too, but she does a lot of the art there. She also does, she does all the art for drinking. She did this. Oh, yeah, I do have to tell you how about how to get the coasters, didn't I? Almost forgot about that. Okay, before I forget, let me tell you how you can get some free Drink with Rick coasters, except for you, X86, because I'm sending you some anyway. Just make sure you get me your shipping address where I can get those out to you, and I'll send some out to you here. But you can, of course, get a free pair of Drink with Rick coasters. That's what they look like right here. I'm going to tell you how to do it real quick. All right. If you want a pair of Drink with Rick coasters for free, this is how you do it. And this is while supply lasts. I've got a bunch of them here. I ordered some more, and I got a whole box of them here to give away. So I'm going to give them away the rest of the summer. As long as they last, as long as I've got them. Okay, if I run out, I'll see if I can order some more. But as long as I got them, this is how you do it. Let me see if I can. There we go. That's better. Limit two per person. This is in the continental U.S. I can't ship outside the continental U.S., unfortunately, at this time. What you want to do is you want to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. And if you do that, you send it to Savoia Media Coaster Offer. That's Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road. That's R-E-A Road. Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Once again, that's Savoia Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray, R-E-A, Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. You do that, and I will send you a pair of Drink with Rick coasters. Let me show you how this works. It's just like this. You're going to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. You're going to put a stamp on it, whatever it is. And I put two of these coasters in here, like this. And I seal it up, send it right back to you, just like that. Simple as that. It's a pretty simple. It's not complicated at all. Whoops, not like that. Wrong camera. There we go. So there you go. I'll let you write the address down one more time if you need a moment or two, or you can go back and rewind the show afterwards, and you can pick this up. This is actually a pretty good wine. So this is how you get your free Drink with Rick coasters. All right. I think that does it for the show tonight. Here is my final review on the wine. This is the Sebastiani 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, North Coast, Sonoma County, California. 14.5% alcohol by volume, ABV. And it's a fairly bold wine. Not super bold, but fairly bold. It's actually, there's some tans in it, but it's kind of medium tannin. And it's fairly dry, but there's a little hint of sweetness at the end. Now, I'll tell you, I was getting some blackberry on the nose. I got some blackberry, on the tongue, in the mouth. Same thing I think I was getting some cherry also, some vanilla. I did get the vanilla in there. And it's a little bit oaky, but it's kind of leathery, kind of fruit forward, as I mentioned in the beginning. Now, and an interesting thing here, I got some plum on the back end when during the finish. When it goes down in the finish, it's a fairly decent long finish, but that's where you get the plum taste. And as it's opened up, it's becoming a little bit smoother. And I'm still getting the plum on the back end, on the finish. Very good wine. I like it a lot. And it seems pretty matured. I like this very much. And it's, I'd like to say that it's a good pairing for, even though we didn't try it, it did pair well with the pizza that we had and the cheeses. And, of course, the olives, the garlic olives went really well with that. It went really nicely with the garlic olives. In fact, I'll try it again. And for those who don't like green garlic olives or can't stand anyone watching anyone eating them, my apologies. But these are so good. Oh, yeah. Pairs really well with that. I like that very, very much. Good wine. I like it. It was, what did I pay for it again? $12.97. A total wine. Very good. And also, of course, we did try the, as a recap, we did try the Ace Pineapple Cider and the Ace Guava Cider. Both were very good. Tom Antio reviewed them with me, and he really, really liked them. He favored the pineapple a little bit more. So did I. The guava wasn't bad, but we both really liked the pineapple. I really highly recommend that. And I think that was I forgot to check and see, tell you what I paid for them here. I paid $2.29. For each of them, one at a time. The guava, $2.29 for the guava, $2.29 for the pineapple at Total Wine. So I've got the receipt right here, $2.29. It will probably vary depending on where you are. Overall, though, we really, really liked it, and it is a winner. We should say that, yes, it is definitely a winner. Okay, that's what we got for tonight. Let me check the chats one more time before we go. And, I want to thank everybody who joined me in the chat tonight. Oh, and I missed this from Ed. Here we go. Ed says, if likes and subscribes enhance the community that you build or allow you to go above and beyond what you have done before, then more is good. If you stay smaller and love it more, your love for it is the most important. I have joined or subscribed to a Canadian fountain pen reviewer. I pay 99 cents a month. I pay 99 cents a month. His members suggest the next pen he is to review, and they help defray the cost of pens he buys. Oh, that's interesting. Also, his visibility gets some manufacturers to give him pens to review. That's good. That's happened to me occasionally for a wine as well. If you got bigger, maybe your community would expand and wineries would donate a bottle or two for review so as to court visibility on your stream. If you made a little money, you might try a different price your wine or go into the hole less. It says, I'm babbling. I've been told I try to run with the ball before I've caught it. I hope I'm not overdoing it here. Not at all. Not at all, Ed. This is some really good feedback. It's some great feedback, as a matter of fact. This is the kind of feedback that I like, the kind that I need. I'm kind of torn because, I'd love to monetize the show in a way, but that's I don't want to put that in front of my audience ever. I don't ever want to put, if I'm going to monetize it, I don't want to be blatant and just, I think there's a certain segment of my audience that would not like it if I did. So I don't really want to do that. Let's see. X86 says, garlic stuffed olives don't seem bad. My dad used to eat canned kippers or sardines. And it stunk up the whole house and made us all gag. Ha ha. So garlic olives are not bad. Sardines. I did go through my sardine period. I used to put sardines. Sardines can kind of, they're very salty. And they can have quite an aftertaste to them. I used to, you know, there was a, I went through a period where I would put sardines on a pizza, and there are pizza places that will do sardines on a pizza. I know. Like I said, it was a phase. It was a period. Did that for a little while. As a matter of fact, I think Ed might remember some of that because I kind of went through that phase while Ed and I were both roommates down in Orlando when we were younger. And I went through a phase of having sardines on a pizza. And after a while, I lost the taste for that. It's like I couldn't do that anymore. Some people still do like sardines on a pizza. I can't do it anymore. I haven't been able to do that for a long time. I don't remember exactly what it was. It might have been the little tiny sardine fishbone things that were in them or something. I don't know. It just I just after a certain point I couldn't do it anymore. So no, you're not babbling at all. Yeah, that's great feedback, and I really appreciate it. Okay, I'm the one who's babbling now, I think. So it's time to close up for the night. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here with me. I want to thank Tom Antio for taking some time out of his evening to come out and come on the show and review the ciders. That was much appreciated. Tom, thank you very, very much. I want to thank everyone who joined me on Facebook and Twitch and Twitter and Odyssey and YouTube. Thanks, Ed. Thank you for being here, and it's great feedback once again. And Pete, thank you for being here, and I'm glad that the surgery went well, and hopefully you will recover shortly and say hi to Denise for me. I hope you all are doing very well. Everett, thank you for the recommendation, and it was a very good one. Good call, by the way. Good call, and I appreciate it. It's good wine. And I want to thank everybody who joined me here on Twitch as well, including X86, BSD, and CM Cinder, and Vakesh. Vakesh, thank you for being here tonight. And Tom Antio, of course, and It's Iconic, thank you for being here as well. Always appreciate seeing you here, and hope you're doing fine in your new job. Congratulations once again. And everyone else who joined me on Twitch, everyone who joined me on Odyssey, and those who were didn't jump in the chat, my lovely wife Chi and the family there, all the ladies in the hotel who were watching, thank you for joining me here tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you. There is one more thing, just one more thing, as Columbo would say. There's someone I want to bring out. Where is he? Ah, he's right here. I want to bring him out now. It's none other than our good friend, Roadkill Bill. Yes. None the worse for wear. It gets worse every week. Roadkill Bill, he is the official mascot of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and there's a reason for that, because he's Roadkill Bill. He has a message for everyone. By the way, Roadkill, Bill, this is for you. A little applause for Roadkill Bill, everybody. His message is, as is mine, please do not drink and drive. Yeah, I know this doesn't seem so serious, but the message is, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your office, your apartment, your hotel room. Well, you're in the office of your work. You probably shouldn't be drinking anyway, right? So let's say your hotel, your apartment, your dwelling, wherever it is. Do not drink and drive. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend. Or just stay put. It's not worth it. Think of those around you as well as yourself. We got enough trouble in this world. Please, do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive either, because that's also very dangerous. Because I care about you. And I care about those all around us. Because I want you to have a safe week. I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.